Talk Live, 855-453, that's Sickle toll-free call in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour, as I said, of the live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie, and we're going to kick it off with a bang.
You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about, but, you know, we also talk about the things that we've got when there's no calls on the line. So I've got a story here from WTPS.com. I think that's in Florida, but I believe this story is from Alabama. I don't know. We'll take a look here.
Okay.
I read it through the other night and don't have all the facts right on top of my head. Byron Thomas is 19, black, a freshman at the University of South Carolina, Beaufort, and a proud Southerner. He hung a Confederate flag in his dorm room window until the university asked him to take it down because several people had complained about it. The university later, what's that? You got something to say?
Yeah.
Something to say, you effete liberal Southern hater.
Well, just let that sink in for a minute. I mean, there's somebody who has a Confederate flag.
He's not the first.
No,
I've read
not.
Story after story of black people involved with Confederate flags, and I find it very interesting. Because
well, it's interesting because there's a connotation of racism that goes with this flag, right? It's been used by neo-Nazi groups and the KKK.
Sure.
It's, you know, some people say, well, it's just Southern heritage, but that, you know, it ties in with the Civil War and the slavery and I don't know. I wouldn't want to fly it. Even if I was a so-called proud... I mean, what does that even mean to be a proud Southerner? Certain things go with that? What does it mean to be a proud American?
I think that there are things that go with being a proud Southerner.
But why does it define who you are, like where you come from? You know what I mean? I don't think that is relevant to a person's character or anything.
I think it's difficult for a northerner to understand that particular aspect. And let me try to give some enlightenment in this area.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm a proud... white person.
You wouldn't say you're a proud northerner either, would you?
No.
No, you wouldn't. And
but I don't define myself about, you know, based on where I was born. I wouldn't say I'm a proud Granite Stater either. I wasn't born here, but I wouldn't say I'm a proud Massachusettsan because I was born there. It doesn't make sense.
So you're trying to completely, you know, alienate yourself from the sort of tribal feeling that people tend to, you know, ascribe for them.
I think that leads to pretty dangerous things.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But... you know, like, you'll never hear anybody say that they're a proud Northerner. And being from the South, I can understand to some extent what they're talking about. The South is a defeated land. And I would say for at least 100 years after the Civil War, the North had some level of control over the South, you know, just sort of lorded over them to some extent. Now, you know, no Northerner is going to see it that way. No conquering group ever sees themselves as... the tyrants.
There was an easy solution to that, right? Is let people, you know, the more you can decentralize association, you know what I mean? Just let them go, right?
Well, and you know, that's
why fight a war to keep some, you know?
I don't see any reason to have fought a war to preserve the Union.
Yeah.
But you can see why some people, in retrospect, and you know, mostly the Civil War was not fought about you know, protecting blacks from slavery or anything like that.
Oh yeah, Lincoln has a bunch of racist statements. He wasn't a fan.
But when they rewrite history, and they always rewrite history after wars, they rewrite history, they say, well, we protected the black people from slavery. And isn't that awesome? And you know what? That's good. You know, more freedom's better than less freedom.
Now, if it were true,
one has to question, you know, how would the freedom of blacks have evolved in the Confederate States of America versus how it evolved in the United States of America?
Yeah, I mean, up until, like, the 1960s, it didn't seem like they had very much freedom, you know.
And one
they
really
weren't
has
slaves.
How much of that was a result of the South being beaten? How much was it, well, we got beat, it's because of these black people we got beat, so we're going to hold them down. I don't know. This is all entirely in the realm of speculation because you don't have a control group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have reality, and there is no control group for what might have happened if, you know, such and such didn't occur.
Well, there was freedom... what about the North, though? I mean, like, there were black people who escaped to the North, and they were relatively free. I mean, freer than they would have been. Yeah.
But, I mean, if you take, there is no.
There were abolitionists up there in the North.
Yeah, but the North was no paradise for black people.
Sure,
there's
yeah.
There's no time you can point okay. at where you say, oh, well, that sure was fair.
No, it absolutely wasn't fair. I didn't mean to give off that
probably
impression.
Canada.
It wasn't fair for them to be taken from Africa or whatever and brought sure. against their will into slavery. I mean, that's the biggest injustice, and somehow that has to be dealt with and fleshed out.
This is why this is a really complicated situation.
Yeah.
This guy, Byron Thomas, decides that he wants to fly. He's, you know, young and black and at the University of South Carolina and wants to fly a Southern flag. And
does this have any quotes from him? Or like,
oh, yeah.
What does he say about it?
He says, I know it's kind of weird because I'm black. When I look at this flag, I don't see racism. I see pride. Respect. Southern pride. That's what I see.
Southern pride.
He says ignorance gave the flag a bad name. Ignorant people like the KKK. And, you know, I mean, is he trying to win it back? I think that there's some arguments for this having been done. You know, winning back bad words or bad things. The Quakers, for instance. It used to be an epithet to call somebody a Quaker. They would quake with zeal or whatever. They were the Religious Society of Friends. But now they're called the Quakers, too. They took that epithet, yeah. And nobody even considers it an insult anymore.
Right.
Michigander used to be an insult for people from Michigan. But now that's what you call people from Michigan, because they took it, they wore it, they owned it.
Okay, what about slut?
I mean,
there are people who are trying to take
trying
that
to.
Word back. The slut walk. Have you ever heard of that?
I don't see it.
What
in
about
any value.
The N-word? What about anarchist?
Now, the N-word is an interesting one because it's on its way to being won back. There are.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think
there
so.
Are. There are certainly. You know, black people can use it within their own community without any kind of recriminations. Oftentimes, there are very.
There are some black people who don't like it though. Just
some.
Like there are some gay and, people who don't like. Some gay people will say faggot, but. Yeah. Some gay people don't like that.
Sure.
Like Dale, you know, he doesn't like that
I
word.
Won't use the terms because I don't
but
fit
Derek doesn't
into
mind.
Those peer groups. And, you know, it's not acceptable. But
yeah.
Now, as a result, you'll find that many people, many ethnicities will, especially younger ones, will use the N-word to communicate amongst themselves. And they use it as friend or whatever. That's the terminology they're using it for. So the N-word is on its way back to being won back. I would never use it. I wouldn't.
No.
For one, you can end a career in broadcasting by saying the words, but I would never use it. You know, I have a very good friend of mine. Somebody used that term regarding him, and it enraged me to hear them use that term regarding my friend. No, no, you do
and
not
how,
use that term.
Yeah, and how did he feel about
it? Oh, he's
it?
Fine. I mean, you know, if
he's, oh, so, yeah. See, I don't understand, and I wouldn't be like, comfortable calling saying like, "Hey, slut, give me a high five." You know, like I would never do that. That's not my comfort zone. And some words have history behind them. Maybe it depends on how old you were or what you
sure.
originally learned about that word. But to me, the Confederate flag is sort of like those words. There are at least some people who are really, really still have those negative connotations. Attached to it. You
to
know?
Me, the Confederate flag, we're speaking of not the actual flag of the Confederate States of America, but the, I believe, the Second Virginia Battle Flag or something like that it's called. And that's the, you know, the red one with the blue and blue bars crossing on it with stars in it. And to me, if you're going to look at these flags are what? Flags are banners of war and death. If you're going to look at these banners of war and death and say, well, I like this one, I don't like that one, to me, I love the way the Confederate flag looks. I think it's one of the most beautiful ones out there. I'm sure that there are people who disagree with me. I happen to like Argentina's
there,
too.
You know, the swastika is used in some art too, like ancient Greek art way before the Holocaust. And, you know, some people could argue that they aesthetically like the way it looks, but, yeah, the symbolism has been completely ruined, you know?
Yeah, no, there's symbolism. You cannot win back,
no.
In my opinion. You know? I mean, the swastika, actually, I believe, you know, sort of different American Indians and then, like, also the, you know, Southeast Asian Indians have used swastikas as symbols, but, like, turned the other direction.
Yes.
Can you imagine tattooing a swastika turned the other direction on your forehead
gosh, yeah.
and that being, oh, no, no, it's an Indian symbol. You're not going to win that thing back. That thing's gone.
Yeah.
You know, and I wonder to myself whether the Confederate flag, is that another one of these symbols? Should it be flushed into the toilet of history, or is it worth saving for whatever reason? Your answers. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
And I want to, if you're a coffee drinker, there's a really, really great company that produces coffee out there called O'Neill Coffee. I've recently tried their coffee. It's some of the best coffee I've ever tasted. They are a third-generation family-owned business. They roast each batch with the finest beans, the utmost care. They've got more than 40 different varieties of gourmet and flavored coffees that you can choose from. And when I say gourmet, it's not just using the term gourmet. I mean, this really is great coffee. You know, I've got my favorites, but, you know, pick whatever's good for you. When you buy more than $75 or more, you enter the coupon code FTL in the special instructions. You can get a free mug and free shipping. You know, when you get $75 or more, you get the free shipping, and that it brings the cost down into that sort of normal range. It's probably less expensive to get the gourmet coffee from O'Neill Coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com than it is to get gourmet coffee right around the corner from your house. So it's coffee.freetalklive.com. Get it delivered to your door. coffee.freetalklive.com. All right. Well, we were talking about, this young black student that's flying the Confederate flag in his dorm room, or was. But let's go to Matt in Illinois. Matt, what do you want to talk about?
Hello, Stephanie and Mark.
What's going on?
Oh, I wanted to wish Stephanie a happy birthday tomorrow.
Is it your birthday, Stephanie?
Maybe. Thank you.
Big girl.
Every day is like a birthday because, you know, you're always a year older than you were a year ago.
Oh, so
Matt, thank you, Matt.
I have an attitude like that. Yes, you're welcome. as far as taking symbols back goes, I think that if it's worth it to anybody, they ought to go for it. I mean, even if it's the Nazi symbol, I know you think that that's gone forever, but who knows? 100 years from now, maybe not so much.
What's to win back from the Nazi symbol? I mean, the only thing they ever claimed that he did well was that the Nazis did well was Volkswagen and the trains ran on time. Like, I mean, I've never heard anything else good.
It's a mystical symbol of an ancient religion.
Okay.
And, it supposedly has a lot of power.
Well, you know.
It managed to...
Surely there's another mystical symbol that has a lot of power then, right?
Well, I mean, it still has a lot of power because
it's powerful, that's for sure.
Yeah, people, you know, attach a connotation to it, and it's a negative one.
So, if it's worth it to some person, to anybody out there to try to take it back for whatever reason, I say go for it. I personally don't attach the same... the same type of power to those symbols that other people do, and I think it's too bad that these words and symbols that we care not to use anymore because they were taken by evil people. I think it's too bad that they were stolen and that people you think of them that way nowadays.
Yeah, there's a loss there. I mean, and thanks for the call, Matt. You know, you think about it for a second. Where are all the young kids named Adolf?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's a destroyed name. I don't know. I have heard people in South America named Adolfo, but I don't think it has the same effect in South America. I mean, yeah, they didn't.
I wonder if that name is popular in Germany.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I haven't met...
Maybe someone from Germany could call in.
It's one of those sort of ruined things, and it's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, if you try to take a word back, though, like, you can't be surprised if people are confused, you know, because they've only heard the negative connotation.
Sure.
And I think I really care about, you know, calling people what they're comfortable with, like the name that they want to be called and the title that they want to be called. And, of course, that's why I call Mark Big Daddy Rhino Schwanz.
Right. Like, exactly. this is a point that I've made in the past, is that, you know, at some point or another, somebody's going to be, they're controlling you when they dictate what kind of verbiage you're going to use.
I don't think so. I care, like, if it's my friend or even if someone I, you know, care about a little bit, I want to call them what they want to be called.
But, like, there's meanings to words, too. So if I say, I don't know, I'm thinking about something that's important to you, atheist. You claim to be an atheist, and
sure.
If I had all the same beliefs as you do, but I refused to call myself an atheist and became upset when I was called an atheist. I wanted to be called instead a Christian. Would that confuse you? Would that upset you? I mean, like,
it would definitely confuse me because Christian has a specific meaning, but if you wanted to be called non-religious, like if you wanted to be called an alternative word to atheist, like non-religious, non-believer,
but like some people,
free thinker, something
people
like that,
were born men and want to be called women.
Yes, and there are people who don't acknowledge that. Oh,
right.
I'm going to call him Jack because he was born Jack. I'm not going to call him Jackie.
You see
that's
how
preposterous.
But do you see how that can be confusing for those people? In the same way that you want to call your friend who is an atheist, some non-religious or whatever term you want to use, you know, gender transition, whatever term is you want to use, these people wouldn't want to, and you wouldn't want to call them a Christian because that means something to you.
Mm-hmm. That means the opposite, you know, something completely different.
Right, as does man and woman. I mean, you know, I think if you said somebody, what's the opposite of man? They wouldn't say beagle. They would say woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, for somebody to claim to be... And,
you know, there's terminology, though, for transgendered people. Like
sure.
Trans man. It
yeah.
means someone who was born
but I'll bet you
a
there
female,
don't
transitioned
like
to male.
I bet there are transgendered people that don't like that terminology. So all
maybe.
I'm saying is...
That's why I ask. It takes such minimal effort for me to ask somebody, you know. I have a transgendered friend who just likes to be called their first name, the one that they chose.
Right.
And... that's what I call that person.
And that's cool with me, too. I mm-hmm. got it. But I can also see how, if I chose to, and the reason that I use the facetious Big Daddy Rhino Schwantz that I want you to call me, is that...
Yes, Big Daddy.
I can change the whole world. No, I don't want you to call that beagle over there a beagle. I want you to call it a parrot. Like, I suddenly get to control your whole universe because I control your speech.
No, not really. Because, I mean, if you said... Okay, we have a call, but...
No, I want to hear what you said.
Well, if you said you have to call that beagle over there a parrot, why? I mean, does that offend you? Does that
What
really...
about the colors I'm wearing? Can I force you to say that this white shirt that I'm wearing is, in fact, plaid?
No, because words have meaning, and your shirt isn't plaid.
I think that's what I'm talking about here, is that words, if words have meaning, then...
Right, but if two words have, like, pretty much the same meaning... anyway, let's go to the...
Bill in West Virginia, Bill, here on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening. How y'all doing?
All's well.
Good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. I wanted to make a comment concerning the Confederate battle flag because I was there once and had a neighbor that was there once. And,
where?
Against it due to the symbolization of it.
Oh, you were against the Confederate flag because of its symbolism. Okay.
Supposedly, yeah. Actually, after reading real history instead of revisionist history, the way the Confederate battle flag came into being was there was a day on the field when they couldn't recognize the flag and there was not enough distinction between the two sides.
Sure.
So the Confederate battle flag was drawn up and it was patterned after St. Andrew's Cross.
Right.
Which is a religious symbol. And every time...
Bill, could you hold the line here? I want to find out what convinced you otherwise when it came to the Confederate battle flag. And the reason he's saying the battle flag is because the Confederate flag that we all know really wasn't the flag of the Confederate States of America. And he's trying to make a distinction there.
Hmm.
It's
interesting.
855 450 free. Free Talk Live. What do you think about the Confederate flag? 855-450-FREE.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less, guaranteed.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the Stakehold toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in.
Talk about whatever
you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. We've been all over the board this evening. The live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
But if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, and you want to get the name brands at the best price, you need to check out ManVentureOutpost.com. Before you buy anything for the outdoors enthusiasts, go check the prices and the selection at ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got everything that you're going to need. Knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, whatever the outdoors enthusiast needs. And they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. We know that's important when you're buying online. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. All right. Well, let's go back to Bill in West Virginia. He's talking about how his mind was changed about the Confederate flag. Bill, you're back on Free Talk Live.
No, my neighbor's mind was changed. I was able to, you know, I told her, after discussion, I told her I can educate ignorance, but I can't argue with stupidity. I, too, was educated in
like
the school system and found out that the winners write books.
So oh, yeah.
I did some digging myself. I found out that actually it was the War of Northern Aggression. It was not over slavery. It was over taxation.
in a lot of ways. I mean, certainly, I know four states in their secession documents mentioned slavery, so I wouldn't want to diminish the role that slavery played in the secession of the Confederate States of America. But at the same time, there were, you know, there were taxes that were just completely intolerable.
Well, Abraham Lincoln stated that you can keep your slaves, all I want is a 40% tariff. But if you read the Constitution of the Confederate States of America, it banned slavery a year after its inception, a year after the War of Northern Aggression, because you can't call it a civil war. Civil war has to occur within the same country.
Yep.
So a year after the war, Robert E. Lee had no slaves. Ulysses S. Grant still had slaves.
Right, and when you, I mean, the fact is that that Lincoln freed no slaves in the country that he ruled over. I mean, none. The southern states that were still, that had slavery, and it was, what, West Virginia, Maryland, I don't know, there was Kentucky, several of them, there were four of them, I believe, they weren't required to give up slaves. That wasn't until after the, after Lincoln was dead.
Right. And I could find no documentation anywhere where the South sent a general through the North raping, burning, and pillaging.
No, they didn't get very far in the North. That kind of stopped right away.
That's right. But General Sherman marched all through the South doing the same thing.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. There was no doubt. The destruction that took place in the Deep South by Sherman was horrifying.
Well, if it's offensive... I've never seen, the Ku Klux Klan was originally a vigilante group and then turned racist. I've never seen a Ku Klux Klan march without the Stars and Stripes right there also, and people who are anti-abortion may view the Stars and Stripes because what it stands for, a very, very bloodthirsty symbol.
This is what flags come down to. Flags are, the flags are war banners.
Flags are a standard.
A standard?
They are a standard, yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think about this person who flew the Confederate flag at college, the student?
The black student.
See, nothing wrong with that at all. One of the articles that was read concerning the Confederate battle flag was written by a black senator from the state of, Louisiana.
And
very much in favor of it, of the flag flying, proudly.
Now, do you see how some people might find the Confederate flag to be, offensive to them? I mean, obviously they feel it's a symbol of racism and that sort of thing. And do you think that as a symbol, it, say on the back of a bumper where you can't talk to somebody about it, where you never get the opportunity to have a discussion with somebody regarding it, do you think it's of value back there?
Different personalities are going to use different things to give people any way they can.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, that goes back to my saying, I can educate ignorance, but I cannot argue with stupidity.
There you go.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 855-450-3733.
So, Mark, one question. The student was asked to take it down?
That's
correct. Okay, and did so voluntarily?
Yes, but okay. Then there was the hullabaloo over it, and basically it was allowed that he could put it back up, but decided that he didn't want to put it back up. He said he didn't want to put the flag back up, although he believes he has the right to do so. The university plans to host a discussion about the flag after its students return from winter break. This is it's not the newest article, and it's not like it matters if it's terribly timely.
Sure.
This is an issue that, it's an evergreen issue. You're going to drive around, you're going to see people with Confederate flags on their bumpers.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, yes.
They're who knows what it means? And, to me.
I even see it up here.
Yeah. Well, to some extent, it's a rebellion thing.
I suppose, yeah. I think this is actually an interesting issue for us to talk about in particular because, have you seen libertarians do this or sort of people who are maybe like liberty-minded a little bit? And I think they have these Confederate flags and maybe they mean it as a symbol of rebellion or a symbol of independence or something like that. But other people see that and they're like, oh, he's got a Confederate flag, must be a racist. libertarians are racist.
Yeah, I absolutely have heard. People think all kinds of things. And,
yeah,
you know, confusing and, symbols.
I can't particularly blame them too much because you know if you're the average person, that's what you know of those two symbols. Then maybe you put two and two together in a way that's not completely accurate, but that's what you think.
And this is one of the reasons that I tend to eschew labels as much as I possibly can. I mean, there's some labels I proudly wear for myself and don't shy away from. But
so what makes the difference between a label that you like and a label that you don't accept?
How volatile it is. So
you're willing to accept the labels that aren't controversial.
That's right. I am male. Right? Like, you know, how controversial is that?
I don't know. For some people.
Some people. Right. You know, some people will hate males because they're male. What are you going to do about that?
Yeah, I disagree with that. It's the same as hating females because they're female.
Nothing you can do about it. But, you know, I think that the fewest stands as possible, because when you take on a label for yourself, then you've got to defend that, the use of that label by other people. And it's one of the reasons I don't like necessarily using the term libertarian, mm-hmm. because the Libertarian Party doesn't represent what I think.
Yeah, people do confuse it with that. That's true.
Why wouldn't they?
On the other hand, it's an easy, convenient way to package, you know, a set of beliefs, or to refer to something shorthand. You know, that's the reason labels persist, is because they're simple and convenient, and they supposedly convey a bunch of things. It's just, what are you conveying?
Right, and that's why I say about the Confederate flag, I think it's the most beautiful of flags. And being a Southerner, you know, it means something to me that isn't necessarily all bad, but it's not all good either, what it means to me. I can often, you know, living in Florida, that I did for the longest time, I would see people riding around, and you'd see this certain kind of pickup truck with the flag on it, and you draw conclusions. You just make things up in your head that may or may not be true. And how helpful is that? I don't know. I don't want to put, I wouldn't put, you know, at the time I was driving a black BMW convertible, I wouldn't have put a Confederate flag on the back of my black BMW convertible, because I didn't feel like it was going to serve any purpose. It wasn't going to help. It wasn't going to help anybody, and it certainly wasn't, the help wasn't going to outweigh the hurt.
I guess that's the whole point. It's like, what image are you trying to convey, and does it matter how other people perceive you? You know, and I think for some of the people who do put Confederate flags, bumper stickers on their pickup trucks and stuff, they don't care. They're doing it for themselves. They're like, yeah, I want this on. That's my decoration, and I don't care what other people think. And
it's a lifestyle claim to some extent.
Whatever
it means to them, I mean, that's what it means to them.
I guess, yeah. But I personally, I'm concerned what other people think, at least to a certain extent.
And I wonder how many college students have complained about this black student having a Confederate flag believe that he was a white racist.
Maybe.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. What do you think about the Confederate flag? 855-450-3733.
Get in the zone!
Prices at the pump are tough to take right now, but the experts at AutoZone have advice to make saving gas as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, keep your tires properly inflated. 2, perform a simple tune-up. And 3, pour in a bottle of fuel system cleaner. Doing these three simple things can help make a real difference, so you can stretch out the time between fill-ups and stretch your gas dollars further. Come on into AutoZone today for even more gas-saving tips, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one. It's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at beprepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BeFreeFair.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BeFreeFair.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Shopping you normally do online and get the same prices, the same service that you normally would get. But Free Talk Live will get a cut at shop.freetalklive.com. There are a couple of different places that you can do your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. And what we've been doing is we've been talking about this black student who was, what was his name here? We'll look it back up. His name's Thomas, Byron Thomas, who was flying a Confederate flag in his dorm room and the University of South Carolina, and it created a whole ruckus. And, well, you know, looks like people want to talk about it. Nick from Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. I see nothing wrong with the idea of trying to take a symbol back as long as the person understands what a long, hard climb it would be and is willing to take that burden and find some value in it. And the reason why I think that it's not fair to say that a symbol can be ruined forever or that it's or that it would be quote-unquote wrong to try to take a symbol back is so a symbol is like when you see a Confederate flag on the back of someone's truck, it means something to you. You see form a certain opinion about it. Well, it used to be, you know, in the Jim Crow South days, if you were black, people would look at you and see your black skin as a symbol, and it would mean something. And eventually, black people were able to change that. Not for everyone, obviously.
No, I'm thinking that there's still some rows to hoe for that one, yeah.
It's a long, hard climb for any kind of symbol that you're trying to change, whether it's one that's a part of you or not, depending on how much you see it as a part of yourself.
And there's a little more invested in a symbol that's part of you, though, like in your skin. You know, like you can't change that.
Can't do anything about that.
So you got it. You have really no choice but to try to, you know, take it back, I guess.
Right, but that. But I wouldn't put that as the rubric for determining what. Morally, if you want to use that word, should not be taken back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I suppose when Matt from Illinois called in and said that he thinks something's worth taking back or not taking back, I guess it's just a personal decision for yourself. What's worth taking back and what's not worth taking back? You'll notice I didn't take a stand with my son and name him Adolf because I think that's a perfectly good name. I tried to name him something that would help him in his life as opposed to harm him. Frank, turns out that I named him the most common name that you could find for a boy that year, which I don't know if that's helpful or not, but certainly no one will say that, boy, what a strange name.
Here's an interesting thought experiment. What if you were, this is completely outlandish, obviously. What if you were living in the Jim Crow South and you had the choice to make your son be born either black or white, and then you chose black to make a stand? Would that be the same as choosing to name him Adolf? Like, no, you didn't need to do that?
How? It's a tough question to answer. Hope the audience answers it for themselves. Thank you for the call.
That's a lifeboat scenario. I mean, that could never happen.
So. Yeah, it's a tough one, though. But you know what?
But I mean, it is in the future, right now, you do have the choice, actually, to select, like if there you do in vitro fertilization, let's say that you and your partner both carry a genetic disease, you can select for the embryos that do or do not have that genetic disease, like deafness. This has been done. And there was actually a couple who, like, both
wanted deaf.
Yeah, they selected for the deaf embryos.
More
specifically.
Than one. There's actually a deaf culture out there.
Yes.
And when you look at other societies where male children are more valued than female children, what do you think about that? Let's go to Steve in Cleveland, Illinois. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I want to talk about that Confederate flag.
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
I am from the mountains of Appalachia in East Tennessee.
Okay. Now, that East Tennessee would have been the volunteers that generally fought on the side of the Union.
Well, it depended on what part of the area you were from.
And your family.
They were divided.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
But the point that I wanted to get to was that in the Deep South, when the Union armies came through, of course, they were carrying the flag during battle. And a lot of them were seeing their buddies falling and dropping, and they formed a strong emotional attachment to the flag.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was their symbol to keep going, you know?
Right.
And when the South was defeated and the North pulled out, you know, they left a lot of the plantations in the area burned and in ruins, and the guys, even the ones that had the slaves, were reduced to basically subsistence farmers and starting all over again. And that became a symbol to them that even though they were defeated, they were still defying the North because that was their symbol of, you can break us, but you can't break our spirit.
Yeah.
Rebels, you know?
I hear you. I think that a lot of people that, like the Confederate flag think just that. Thank you for the call, Steve. Appreciate it. We're going to run through the calls here. We've just got a few minutes left. Will in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how y'all doing? I actually live in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Okay.
And I have to apologize because the flag only resembles hatred to me.
Okay.
I mean, to this day, I remember me, my grandfather, and my mother sitting watching TV in the 60s, and politicians who was running for office flying the Confederate flag, saying every god-awful thing in the book against African Americans.
Right.
This is how I grew up. I mean, it only resembled anything but hatred for me.
So you're African American?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what do you think about this student that, you know, here in the University of South Carolina, what do you think about him, the black student, who's deciding that he thinks that it's a good idea to fly the Confederate flag? What does that mean to you?
Well, let me say this. For those who wanted to fly the flag, they're the ones who need to get out there and give it a different image than those who are flying it for the wrong reason. I mean, you got to take a step. When they make their race marches and everything, stand out and say, hey, we're not with you. We like the flag for a different reason. We're not with you. Quit flying our flag. That's what they need to do.
You find that people that generally fly the flag, the Confederate flag these days, seem to you to be symbolizing race? It seems to you that they're symbolizing racism?
I got to admit, I don't talk to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is one of the.
I don't blame you. I might feel a little bit threatened if that was me.
My thoughts on it, Will, were, you know, being from the South, I think it's an attractive flag, and I can understand why some people, you know, like it for the heritage reasons and that kind of thing. But I would have never put it on my car because I don't want somebody sitting behind me at a traffic light who's black or whatever, that feels like I don't like them. Because I've got this flag on the back of the car. Because that's not how I feel at all. And, you know, I think I don't want to confuse people. I don't want that to be the thing that sits between me and them. Because that's not there for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah.
Yep. Thank you for the call, Will. I really appreciate you chiming in.
Now, Mark, you have a bumper sticker that says something that, like, President Obama dropped more cruise missiles than any other Nobel Peace Prize winner.
Yeah.
Do you think that's divisive?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is. But at the very least, it's not rebuttable.
Right, yeah. That has some evidence behind it, sure.
And, you know, I mean, you can think what you want to think about it, but it's not rebuttable.
Yeah, yeah.
Bill in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? You just got a few seconds left here. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Yep. Let Bill go.
Maybe
since
you
asked about the bumper sticker,
yes.
I happen to be actually at a Quaker meeting. I am a Quaker. And today was quarterly meeting, which means that my normal church goes to another church to sort of commune with other Quakers.
Okay.
And so people that I don't normally go and meet don't know. And I was in their parking lot, and that's, you know, it's Quakers. They're liberal as they could be. Obama stickers everywhere, peace stickers everywhere, equality stickers everywhere.
Oh, with the peace sign, yeah.
Yeah, the whole deal. And then I pull in with my Ron Paul bumper sticker on one side and my Barack Obama has fired more cruise missiles than all other Peace Prize winners combined bumper sticker on the other side of my car. And I know that stops some people dead in their Birkenstocks on the way into the Quaker meeting. I mean, just like their jaws hit the ground and they didn't know what to think about it. But, I guess there's things that I'm willing to take a stand for. And things I'm not. And I'm willing to take a stand for killing people. And I'm not willing to take
for
a stand
for not killing people.
Yeah, not killing people. Yeah. Well, you know, let me know. To stand against killing
right,
people.
Yes.
85.
No, we're done.
Number 4. Freetalklive.com is what I wanted to say. You can go check it out in the meantime, 21 hours, and we'll be back. Freetalklive.com. It's been Mark.
And Stephanie.
Thanks for listening.
Get in the zone!
Prices at the pump are tough to take right now, but the experts at AutoZone have advice to make saving gas as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, keep your tires properly inflated. 2, perform a simple tune-up. And 3, pour in a bottle of fuel system cleaner. Doing these 3 simple things can help make a real difference so you can stretch out the time between fill-ups and stretch your gas dollars further. Come on into AutoZone today for even more gas-saving tips, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.